Welcome to Shulam Achshava and the Daf Shir Sponsor, Luinish Ba'asayim B'yak V'Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Chavov. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings a story that Reb Chiya Bar Zarnuki and Reb Shimon Ben Yoy Tzedek, they were going to do Ibur Hashanah. So Ish Lakish comes and joins him, and on the way he sees people that are seeming to do something, which is Isser Melacha on Shemitah. So he tells them, look what these people are doing. And they basically ignore it. They say that there's a reason why these people are doing this malacha, and it's davar mutter. When they reach the location where they're going to do Ibur Hashanah, they go to the second floor, they go to the attic, and they remove the stairs. Why? Because they said, Teroidahu, he's a nudger. They didn't want Rish Lakish to be with them. So then Rish Lakish goes to Rabbi Yechiron, and he says, these people are chashudim al hashveis, how do they do Ibur Hashanah? Now, the obvious question on the story is, why is Rish Lakish going to Rabbi Yochanan only after they remove the stairs and they now allow him to participate in Ibur Hashanah? It almost seems, Chalilo, that Rish Lakish got personally offended by the fact they didn't allow him to join, so that's why he goes and complains. Why does he complain before? Why, if they were allowed to go up to them and join them, he would not complain? So the Tzlach, the Nei Debi Yudo, answers this based on the Pasuk in Mishlei. Because the pasuk says, "Matzdik rosho umarshia tzadik toyevas Hashem gam shneim." So he explains, "What is a toyeva? Someone is matzdik a rosho. You know, maybe he's making a mistake. Maybe he's a tummy. So he's marshia tzadik. Again, he may make a mistake." Explains the tzlach. It's someone who does both. The rishayim, he says, they're tzadikim. The tzadikim, he says, they're rishayim. So he's treating the Rishayim in such a nice way that he's giving them the better treatment, the benefit of the doubt. And the Tzaddikim is coming and judging him in the wrong way. That is a Toevo. Why is a Toevo? Because you contradicted yourself. Are you someone who's Milamet Kafschus that tries to find the good by everybody? Or are you somebody who it seems to you to be in a bad way? If you look at a bad way at Tzaddikim and in a good way at Rishayim, that's a Toevo. So Zog Tzlach, that's a pshat over here as well. Rish Lakish was going with these Amoraim, and they're seeing people working in shvi'is. He thought that they were doing something wrong, and they said, no, maybe it's okay, milam etzchus. So that means they treat people in favor, they treat people in a good way. Okay, so Rish Lakish assumed maybe they're milam etzchus, they see everybody in the good light. But then, when they come to do Ibur Hashanah, now they look at Rish Lakish and say, he's a nudger. They see the bad in Rish Lakish, and they don't want him to join him. Ah, so now they're not treating people in such favor. They're not treating people in a good eye. Why are they melamed tzchus on the people that are doing work in Shemitah, but they're not melamed tzchus on Rish Lakish? So that means they're bad people. They're matzdik the Rasha and Mashiach the Tzaddik. That's what Rish Lakish goes and complains. That's what the Tzlach explains here in the Sugya. And the idea of the Tzlach is the vort of the Beis Halevi in Parshas Vayigash. So the Medrash tells us that when Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself to his brothers, so they got very, very scared. And we learn from there, that if Yosef in this way was able to rebuke his brothers, how will HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to us and rebuke us in Shemayim? So the Beis Halevi goes to explain what exactly happened. That the brothers were just revealed who's Yosef. They got a little scared because they didn't expect it to be Yosef. What is the shayach to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can rebuke a person when it comes to Shemayim? So explains the Beis Halevi that what Yosef told his brothers, and the reason they got so scared, was because Yosef showed the contradiction in their deeds. He said, when I'm taking Binyamin, you're crying to me and saying, how can you take Binyamin? It's going to cause so much harm to our father. How can you do such a thing? So says Yosef, and when I was taken, when I was Yosef, you had the chance to come and save me. You didn't do that cheshbon. You didn't say, oh, but what about our father? How our father will suffer so much. You were okay with him being 22 years in agony. So by Binyamin, you care so much, and you're coming and fighting, but by Yosef, you don't. You're contradicting yourself. That's the tiny of Yosef, and that's what the fear that came in front of the brothers, that they realized that their own minds seem to contradict themselves. Says the Beis Halevi, that's what's going to happen in Shemayim. Person's going to go up to Shemayim, and he's going to have different excuses why he didn't do mitzvahs. He brings an example. Someone's going to say, why I didn't give tzedakah? Because I had so many expenses. I had nothing. I needed to use the money for other things. So they're going to show him that for his own indulgement and for his own benefits, he did use the money and he had no problem to spend money. So how can it be that he spent money on this, but he did not spend money on tzedakah? He'll show the contradiction in his ma'asim. This is oylun miyoy medin, oylun miyoy metochecha. The din is he did something wrong. The techecha is to come and prove to you that you yourself, you don't follow your same logic when it comes to your own benefit. This is the taina that Rish Lakish had against Reb Chiya bar Zanukia, Reb Shimon bar Yotzedek, and this is oylun miyoy medin, oylun miyoy metochecha that we have when you get up to Shemaim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shavi email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshavi@gmail.com.